You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The Waltons and Little House on the Prairie cast members are coming to Rogersville, Alabama on December 3rd and 4th, and we want you to join us. The North Alabama Christmas Market not only includes a special meet and greet with some of your favorite cast members, but includes a vendor's market with antiques, jewelry, clothing, handmade crafts, and much more. That's the North Alabama Christmas Market in Rogersville, Alabama, December 3rd and 4th. For more information, email gravelroadmarket@gmail.com. I hope you'll make plans to be with us.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey, everybody, this is Darryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
I hope this is a fun show for you today as I come to you from Montesano Mountain, Montesano State Park. I have with me Emma Lansdale, and I felt like we had a conversation that we needed to finish. We have a lot to talk about when it comes to Montesano State Park, and we were limited on our time when we were at the event a couple of weeks ago, and now here we are together at Montesano State Park to talk about what you all have to offer the public.
Sure, Mark. It's a pleasure to be back on your show. I appreciate you making time to come and see me and showcase the park a little bit more, tell you guys why this is such a wonderful place, and hopefully get some extra exposure for us and, you know, have a good time to sit down and talk to a new friend.
Yes, the leaves have fallen. Mostly, but it's very beautiful here. When you pull into the gate and you come into Montesano State Park, it's a beautiful place. I don't know how you feel about coming to work here every day. I know that there are challenges, but at the same time, you do have a beautiful place to work.
Oh, it's just absolutely amazing. I mean, we all have this opportunity to work and play in the same location. You know, the majority of our staff comes up and uses the park on their days off. I mean, I personally do to go for a hike with my dog, but when you need a little bit of fresh air, step outside the building, take a few minutes when you're in your lunch break and things like that. So we do get to, you know, definitely enjoy the park a lot in our off time as well.
You mentioned staff. You have a pretty dedicated team here at Montesano State Park.
Yes, sir. Our staff is just absolutely incredible. The ladies that work here in the office, our maintenance crew, our housekeepers, our front gate staff, you know, they're the face you see of the park as soon as you pull up. They are just incredible. They go above and beyond for people. Our top priority, of course, is going to be the guest always. So we try to make this Montesano experience special for every person that's coming in. Whether you're staying with us overnight or you're just riding through to check out the overlook or looking at the campground for a future reservation or something like that, we try to make that interaction with you really special. And like I said, our staff is just incredible. I couldn't ask for more dedicated employees that we have here.
Or your puppy's cold and you need a place to bring puppy in. You had a guest just a few minutes ago, a young lady had a new puppy and she just needed a place for puppy to be warm, huh?
Yes, she just said, can I stand in here for a few moments? I mean, you know, those interactions, you know, folks appreciate that. You know, they're in the campground, they're just moving their camper to a different site today. And, you know, we make these connections with our guests and, you know, ultimately make long-term friends for our repeat customers. And, you know, something like that, letting somebody stand in here and make sure that they're 2-pound little puppy doesn't get too cold while they're moving their camper. I mean, they're not going to forget that.
That's right.
Or I wouldn't, at least.
And you wear a lot of hats, I'm guessing, as park manager. It's not just one job. You have multiple tasks that you have to do throughout the day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, Miss April is our assistant manager that's here with me in the office that you met earlier. She and I, you know, go hand in hand, you know, really, really juggling a lot of things around here. I mean, we do a lot of front office work here since we're all in this one building. So we're answering the phone and making reservations just like our seasonal employees are doing here. So wearing a lot of different hats is like the perfect explanation for how we do our job. Like, I'm in here approving timesheets, I'm making reservations, I'm talking to clients for the event launch, for some events we have coming up for parties in December. I'm setting up meetings with all of our other organizations, taking time to sit down and meet with you today. So we do juggle a lot around here, but it's so nice because every day is different. And you probably experience a lot of that because you do get to talk to a lot of different people. So this job has given me a lot of opportunities. You know, you and I talked about that before, but every day is kind of a new hurdle. And we get to meet a lot of different people. We get to accomplish a lot of different things. Of course, I feel like there's never enough hours in the day to get things done. And you have to eventually just cut it off and wait for the next day. But April and I, you know, do go hand in hand and try to take care of this place and our people to the best of our abilities. And I think we really do a wonderful job.
And people are full of expectations from all walks of life. People come into the park, they expect certain things to be here and to do and the activities available to them. What is it that you have found that guests enjoy the most about Montesano State Park?
I think just the accessibility for Montesano, being here in Huntsville. I know that, you know, I mentioned it, you know, very briefly before, you know, we're so close to everything, but you have such this secluded atmosphere here. The scenery, like you said, the leaves changed. They were just absolutely to die for. The fall is just incredible up here. Of course, we've lost all our leaves and we drowned it in leaves for a couple of weeks. Oh, thank goodness we're past that. But we have this product to offer them that they love. And I'm so thankful for that because we have such wonderful supporters. And that's not just for Montesano. That's all the Alabama State Parks. But being in Huntsville and being such a tourist destination, because Huntsville has so much to offer, we have so many new folks moving in here. We have camping, cabins, for overnight lodging options where you can stay with us if you're staying, you know, for just a couple of days. But we have over 20 miles of hiking and biking trails. You know, we have over 2,000 acres like on our property. So there's so many options for you to get out and go for a hike with your dog or get out and get wild on your mountain bike. Ooh, those bikers are intense, man. They like straight downhill as fast as they can. Just makes my heart pitter patter.
But I passed one on my way in.
Yes, absolutely. Like on the road, of course.
Yes,
our road bikers are phenomenal. Like we see the same folks all the time. And like I said, I've made these connections here with folks that I've got to meet through this job. And I will never forget wherever this my career takes me or whatever is next. I will never forget what has happened here. I think the most important thing, like you said, what we have to offer. This product, people love it. And I'm so thankful that we have the folks to take care of it and we have the opportunity to make those connections with the guests.
And for lifestyle, when someone loves hiking or they love the outdoors, and yet they come to Huntsville because maybe it's business or maybe there's something else that they're here for, but they can get a taste of that nature, that wildlife, the outdoors, that lifestyle can be satisfied while you're in a major city in the state of Alabama.
Sure. I mean, we all need a break. I know I need a break just to walk out of this office every now and then, stretch my legs, get some fresh air. You have that opportunity, just like you said. You're stuck in a meeting all day, or you have an hour for lunch. You can come up and, you know, grab something from downtown or grab something, you know, through a drive-through and come up and eat your lunch in the park and, you know, kind of rejuvenate yourself a little bit before you have to get back to, you know, quote, the real world and all the high-demand, stressful situations you might be in with your job and your family and, of course, you know, the holidays. It's just nonstop for all of us. So I kind of say that to say, you know, you can kick back and relax, stop and enjoy the things. And like you said, if you're outdoors or outdoorsy nature lover, you know, I mean, you can't beat it.
You have regulars?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir. We have folks that we see every day. We know what time they're going to stop by and see us. And it's great because I know I've said it before about the supporters that we have that are here local. Our family that lives here on the hill, the neighbors that live outside this park, they're incredible park supporters. They buy their annual passes every year. They bring their dog to see us every day when they come by the office. You know, we give them a cookie through the window. You know, we know them by name. They know us by name. They ask why we're not here, if somebody's sick. You know, we have made those kind of connections with them. And it's part of their routine. If they don't, we know that we're missing them if they don't stop by the office, that they're away on vacation or they had a doctor's appointment that day. You know, we miss out on getting to see them. So the regulars we have here, I mean, you can ask any of our staff at the front gate. They pull up, "Good morning, Tom." You know, it's a connection that is really special because we do have so many people that come through the front gate and so many people that just come and see us once or twice, but getting to see those repeat customers, it is a big deal for everybody, including myself.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. And it's so much fun.
Then you have people who come from great distances and might be a person you see once, but they come from a long way to Huntsville, Alabama for whatever reason. And those are some interactions that are special too when you look and say, well, that person came from California or that person came from Massachusetts. That's seems like a very interesting aspect of this work too.
Well, in hospitality, you know, it's so nice to, you know, somebody says they've been on the road a long time that day. And of course, you know, we have their information. We know where they're from. But, you know, you say, where are you from? Where'd you travel from today? You know, how long were you on the road? You know, we hear about a lot of towns that we've never even heard of before, especially in the state of Alabama. You know, a lot of towns like that are as small as Rogersville that I've never heard of before. Right. There are other towns. And it's just really cool because, you know, they'll tell you something that's really great about their area or, you know, something that they're famous for that you just never knew about. So we do learn a lot from other folks. And like you said, they do come from near and far. So I think that that's pretty cool to have those folks to be our valued guest.
I agree too. Emma Landstuhl is with us right now. We're coming to you from Montesano State Park in Huntsville, Alabama. Emma is the park manager here at Montesano State Park, and I hope that you'll continue with us as we talk about Montesano State Park and how you can come over here and visit this beautiful park, be a part of this wonderful scenery that I'm looking out the window of Emma's office right now. See a lot of beautiful trees, a lot of aged trees. This is a mountainous area, and if you like the hills, you like the terrain of the mountain, this is a place for you, Montesano Mountain State Park. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm coming to you from Huntsville, Alabama, but not in downtown Huntsville. I'm coming to you from a mountain in Huntsville, Alabama. It's Montesano Mountain, and I'm at Montesano State Park with Emma Lansdale, who is the park manager. Welcome back, Emma.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's so nice to be here.
This is what I enjoy. I love being able to interact about positive things and talk about places and people that are standouts in our communities. And Montesano State Park is a standout in Huntsville, Alabama. And when we talk about tourism, and that's something I love, went to Dahlonega Marketing College, got my TMP, and
I didn't know
very
that.
Proud of that. The Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association sent me years ago when I had Tortillas
awesome.
Blanco, and they sent me, and I went for 3 years and got my TMP.
What
and
an opportunity.
I loved Dahlonega, and always thought that I would be in tourism, and had a shot at being tourism director in Limestone County for a short time. And unfortunately, it worked out where that job did not become available for me. I was a police officer at the same time at Rogersville, at the same time I was a tourism director in Limestone County. So I was doing both jobs.
Oh, no, that's too
And I
much.
Was really hoping that the tourism job would work out. But here I am today, and I can use the Mark White Show to promote tourism and still be a part of the tourism industry by helping promote places like Montesano State Park.
Sure. I mean, you are a tourism veteran at this point. Yeah, I had no idea that you had that opportunity. That's amazing. I would maybe down the road, that'll be something that, you know, I could dip my toe into. But I mean, you know, the training that we did for Falls Hospitality, I mean, that was incredible, you know. So any opportunity that we have like that, I'm definitely all over for sure. But that's an incredible opportunity. I did not know that you did that. So,
I did.
Well, like I said, you're obviously a hospitality veteran at this point. You talk to tons of people. Obviously, you know how to do it. I mean, look where you are. So shout out to you.
I love bringing people together. And when it comes to events, that was something that was really fun to think that we could bring something that people would enjoy. Just like what we have in Rogersville happening this weekend. We have Little House on the Prairie and Walton's cast members coming to Rogersville, Alabama for a Christmas market. Who would have thunk it coming to Rogersville, Alabama? But it was something that I was able to help pull together, and I'm glad to do it because it does promote tourism in an area that needs it. A lot of times people will go to Huntsville or Birmingham or Nashville or Atlanta, and that's where they'll go to big events that they want to be a part of, not necessarily Rogersville. But I've always had in my mindset, if we can help rural communities, if we can help these smaller towns to come up with ideas that can help bring people, it helps their economy, bottom line, hotels, heads and beds, as we like to say.
Absolutely, heads and beds.
And here we have lodging at Montesano State Park, and we can put heads and beds here in Huntsville, Alabama, on a mountain.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, we have the options are, you know, a lot smaller than they are at, like, you know, a park like at Joe Wheeler in Rogersville, because they do have such a large lodge there with hotel rooms and cabins, cottages. You know, they have the golf course. You know, the park is just a lot bigger than we have here at Montesano. But we do have different lodging options. So, you know, you're not in, you don't have to get in the campground or put a tent up. You know, we do have cabins available. So we have 14 of those. They do rent year round. They are completely updated. So the CCC did those in the 1930s. But don't worry, you have heating and air in there. That's our number one question. Heating air and running water.
Nice.
Don't worry, you're not roughing it over there. Don't worry. I would be the same person asking that question if I didn't know. So the original CCC cabins do all have working stone fireplaces still. So that's just so nice, because a lot of people don't have that experience at their house anymore. We all have gas logs for the most part, or don't have a fireplace at all. So that's always really nice. You can, you know, get all cozy, you know, over the winter months and get to enjoy that. But we do rentals for those year round. It's basically kind of like a condo setup. So it's like a studio apartment. It's about 600 square feet. Everything has a stove, refrigerator, microwave, table and four chairs, cooking and eating utensils and things like that. So we do have a lot of things provided for you, which is so nice. Unlike some of our other properties. So if you are interested in other about Alabama State Parks, make sure to do your research before you go, because we don't want you to be unprepared. But we at Montesano do provide your linens and your towels for you at our cabin. So that's all really nice, because I don't have a camper. I don't personally want to tent camp, and I think it's might get up to like 40 degrees today, so it's going to be pretty chilly. So the cabin's a little bit more my style. And they're so nice because they're on the bluff line. You have a great view. They have porches or back patios on all that cabin, so you can sit out there and drink your coffee or read a book, you know, whatever your pleasure is. And we're so close to everything. So, you know, you don't have to stay in a hotel. We know that hotels are kind of rowdy. You know, when you get a hotel downtown, there's people stomping above you, you know, and things like that in the morning, because they're going to work and you want to sleep in. So it is really nice to have a couple different lodging options. But as far as the campground, we have full hookup sites for, you know, very big rigs, water and electric, hookup only. We do have two dump stations on site, and then we have a plethora of tent only primitive sites as well. So
I was going to ask about the RV side, because Bankston Motorhomes, who's a sponsor of the show, allowed me and my family travel to wherever we wanted to go in one of their RV rentals, and we had a great time. It was places we could hook up in Chattanooga. We found the RV world and the friendships that we could make. We did make friends while we were at the RV parks, and so that's a whole nother option here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you had that exposure to the camping world, and the supporters, I mean, they just jump in their rig and just take off and, you know, go wherever. It's so flexible. You can work from home. You know, the camping has just been booming. And, you know, we have a lot of folks that come into town. They pick up a brand new motorhome at Bankston and they bring it up, and we're their first stop. I always think that that's such a cool opportunity, because they're going to remember where they took their camper the first time, or at least I would remember. And that's just the first of many stops. So the camping support that we have here is incredible. Like I said, camping's just been booming. So you guys will have to come back and stay with us sometime.
We will. And we are celebrating Harrison Bankston's 80th birthday tomorrow at Bankston Motorhomes in Huntsville, Alabama. And Tina Kilgo from Joe Wheeler State Park, she's a volunteer out there at the park. The campgrounds, it's her month. December is her month. And she is letting us stay in their RV this weekend for the North Alabama Christmas market. So a lot of camping for the Whites lately.
That's cool. Yeah, I love that. I did not know that y'all were celebrating his birthday this weekend. That is just absolutely incredible. The camping world is totally different. Like, you know, when the pandemic happened, we didn't know what was, you know, to come for Alabama State Parks. Are we going to be open? You know, how much traction are we going to have? We were wide open, and we haven't slowed down at all. So many people bought new campers and got in this, you know, new world of camping, and we're so thankful that they haven't let up. you know, reservations are the biggest thing that I preach about in camping. And this is going to go for all of our Alabama state parks. We are so busy. You have got to make your reservations. You know, we make reservations up to a year in advance. The sooner that you can make those, always the better. I'm not saying you can't get in unless you make it a year in advance. It's hard to get a full hookup at Montesano, though, over the holidays, fall weekends when it's so nice, unless you make them a year in advance. It's crazy to think about, but it really is like that across the country, talking to our campers that come in and out. Mm-hmm. So it's just always my plea and encouraging to people, make your reservations when you can.
I've seen some of this because you go on and you look for a place to stay to carry your family, and you're doing that a month out from when you're going, and suddenly you see all these red boxes, and the red boxes means it's no go. There's no availability. And that can be a problem if you're not a good long-term planner.
Sure. Yeah. Making a plan, you know, I know that, I'm probably a little bit more organized than, you know, it's probably a fault of mine to want to be so prepared. If you don't believe me, just ask my family and friends, you know. But it is important because, you know, if you are taking a big road trip or something like that, you know, you do have to plan out how many days am I going to be on the road traveling? You know, how many stops am I going to make, you know, in Alabama? Am I just going to stay at one location, or am I going to stay, you know, say like in Spanish Fork at Mayer, and then I'm going to stay at Montesano or Joe Wheeler,
yes,
before we, you know, keep headed north, you know. So it is important to make your plans. But like you said, we do have cancellations last minute, and we can squeeze you in here and there. But, you know, if there's a certain site that you want to get on the bluff in our campground, or, you know, you have to be at site 82 because it's a pull through and a full hookup, you know, if you do have special requests where there's only a certain area that you want to get, you got to do it sooner rather than later, or you're just going to be out of luck. And we want you to be happy. We want you to get, you know, where you are used to being, and, you know, a nice area of the campground close to the bathhouse if you're going to be, you know, washing your clothes or using the showers in there and things like that. So it's always just really important to get in there and get your reservations. You know, you can book with us on the over the phone. You can book online if you go to alapark.com. That's alapark.com. You can choose any of our parks there. All of our links are there for cabins and campground reservations. So you can always do your reservations online. If you have any problems with the software, you know, always give us a call. And that's going to go for everybody. Like I said, reach out to the campground stores, park offices, and they'll get you taken care of.
What's the phone number, Emma?
Here at Montesano, our office number is 256-534-3757, and that is going to call us directly here. You can always use the 1-800 Alapark number as well. They can forward you to the correct location that you're looking for, but the local 256-534-3757, that's going to be us directly here.
So they're going to say, I want to hear that nice lady that I heard on the Mark White Show. I want to talk to her.
Well, I mean, you can usually catch me in here. I mean, unless I'm out running around in the park, you know, the other ladies here in the office are just as great as well. Don't worry. But hey, if you hear me on the show and you call and make a reservation, say, hey, I heard Emma on the Mark White Show. I'd be happy to take care of
them. I would love that because it means people are listening, right?
Sure, yes.
We're not just talking to ourselves here.
Well, we're having fun either way, right? That's always important. Yeah, absolutely. Me too.
Emma Lansdale, thank you so much for joining me here on the show today to talk about Montesano State Park. I know that you have opened up the doors for somebody that wants to travel to Huntsville, Alabama, and come to this state park and enjoy what I've been able to enjoy for the past little while being here today.
Well, I hope that, like you said, I hope somebody out there believes us and wants to come and see it for themselves, and we'll take care of them in our best way possible. If you haven't been out to visit us here at Montesano, or if you haven't been out to visit your closest state park, wherever you're listening from, get out and do it. Enjoy it. Get some fresh air. I guarantee that you'll have some experiences that you won't forget.
Outstanding. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers. We're sharing stories to encourage and inspire and even give you options for trips. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and go over and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Huntsville, Alabama at Montesano State Park. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.